So, Ajahn, what we are doing actually, we learn about realities only now. We study realities, but
No,
we tend to
no, name
forget
only.
that. But what we should study are realities right now, what we should. What's the goal of studying?
For example, is there sankhara now? What is sankhara?
Different names again.
No,
sankhara
no.
Dhamma or kanda?
No, sankhara.
It's intention.
Avijja condition, sankhara. I mean that sankhara.
It means the karma, the jhavana process.
What jetasika is there?
Chetana,
intention. Jetana, jetasika.
Intention.
See? So now, what condition? Such chetana.
Avijja.
So?
Ignorance.
Yeah, that's
good
the ignorance.
Or bad
so,
intention.
There's sankhara for the circle of birth and death.
Okay.
And but it just, samuppada is not the names, but it's the circle, the way life is. From birth to death, and then birth again, death again.
But I like Ajahn that without knowing realities it cannot be known. Very good reminder.
What appears now? Good reminder. It's taught by Buddha. The whole Tipitaka is about now.
And it's good to hear that also there are only realities, not a self. The life seems to be more easy.
So we understand the word Dhamma and Dhatu. They are not self because they are Dhamma, they are Dhatu.
And whatever happens now, no matter pleasant, unpleasant, this kind, that kind, it's only a Dhatu, not choosing everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good reminder.
This morning I was reading a little bit in the Visuddhimagga, and it was a section on Panya, and because it was in English and it's an old style, so it's hard for me to understand, but from that part I was reading, it seems that the understanding of mundane matters, like ingenuity, science, and stuff like that, is also mentioned as panya as well. So would you like to explain a little bit? Because I thought before that panya refers only to the understanding of reality, or at least between the difference between wholesome and unwholesome, but then what I read seemed to me that it was also about mundane matters.
And what do you think?
It's a very interesting question because I've been wondering about that for a long time also, because it seemed to me that when there's understanding of something,
you mind whether that would be called or just the understanding of that without calling or naming it, whether it's panya or not.
Just conventional skill. For example, the skill in solving an engineering problem. The proper skill in solving an engineering problem or fixing the safe in our room. Something like this, it's a skill, it's a kind of knowledge, but it's not understanding of dhammas at all. No, not kusala panya.
It's conventional wisdom.
It's just conventional wisdom.
But it's in that section, what is mentioning is just conventional
it's
wisdom.
It's just referring to conventional wisdom.
Teaching language, like teaching language, but it can be with kusalacitta.
It doesn't mean when it is conventional, it's always akusala. Not at all. It depends.
But what is the chitta-sika, which is the chitta-sika, which understands in doing conventional things like that? If it's not the panya chitta-sika, then what chitta-sika is that?
Well, there are so many degrees of panya. It's not always vipassana panya. It can be many kinds. So I think in the Visuddhimagga it means that it is also wholesome. Mm-hmm. A teacher who is teaching at the school to help the children, a certain degree of panya. It's helping the children to learn something.
And what about the understanding of someone who think about how to rob the bank, something very smart idea, yeah.
At
that moment it's
akusala,
but then it's not.
What about learning to cook?
Learning to cook. Maybe for giving to other people.
Is it panya?
It's like at the moment the understanding of something.
I think that it's the matter of language, because people in the old days used the Makati language. Which we call it Pali, because it preserves the teachings. But it's not our daily language, but for them, it's so very daily. So they use this word in different range, like a very common one and the special one, particular one. Like the Thai use the word panya when it's not panya. So when have no other word for them, because they do not understand the Jetasika, which is panya, it has to understand. And it can be intellectual understanding, or the patipati, or pativeta. But they use the term in ordinary daily life for them. And we take it very seriously that it has to be only this, but actually it's not.
Like driving the oxen in the field, or they give some skill. Just common meaning, common language, but actually, no
pun yet. But then, what kind of chitta? It's just like, if it's not akusala, then it's just akusala.
Like now, if we fix the safe, or cook the food, or perform any other task, different kinds of chittas, mostly just lobha dosa moha most of the time, of course, panya can arise. But when we talk about skill, conventional skill, it's not panya.
But it can be kusala.
Kusala can arise any time.
Yeah.
But the skill that they're referring to is not kusala panya.
What do you mean by any time?
Like even when cooking the food or opening the sink, of course panya.
Any, can we say that any time when there is understanding? No matter while one is cooking, there can be right understanding, but it has to be right understanding.
The dana can be
visarpanya. Reality, yeah.
Dana can be visarpanya.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cooking can be for dana, to get.
But with panya or without panya, it depends on understanding.
Yeah.
If there is no understanding, it's not, but it can be kusala.
And Ajahn, is it the right kind of consideration when we think it depends on panya depends on that or on that? I mean, because usually I think I can develop panya, I can develop this, and is it a wrong thinking?
Because what is panya? What does panya know?
It knows realities when they appear.
Okay, that's right.
And I think I can develop panya. Is it wrong thinking?
Certainly.
Is it wrong?
Wrong.
But when we... So... what's the right thinking about that?
What is I?
But how to live, how to develop Panya?
What is Panya? What does it know?
It knows realities, but I constantly...
Okay, what reality is now?
There are realities like...
What reality?
It's a visible object.
Not say. What is a reality right now? No matter who say.
Different characteristics.
One at a time, please.
Visible object.
Okay, okay. As long as there is even just very short moment of beginning to learn to know, it's only that which is seen, no one there, that is Panya. But if there is the idea that I can do, what is I? Can do what?
Nothing. But that's the way we can live in ignorance when we don't try to develop whole
things. Don't try to? It can be like you can try to experience the Four Noble Truths by trying.
Trying not to.
Yeah, and that's ignorance and wrong view now that takes us for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all the time like this. It's very few moments.
So Espanya does not grow enough to know or to understand whatever you just said, like visible object cannot be anything at all, only that which can be seen. From now on, how many times a day?
Countless times.
So one knows better whether at this moment there is the understanding that there is no one, only visible object, and we don't have to call it visible object. Just that. Which can be seen, a reality, because there is seeing. And seeing sees it, this, now, like hearing, hear sound. Sound does not appear as shape and form like people and things, but sound can lead to some understanding of words. But hearing is not thinking about words. Like seeing is not thinking about shape and form and people and thing. Considering is to consider whatever appears, whether its characteristic is just like what it said. Otherwise, no one can eradicate the idea of self at all until only one reality appears as it is. Seeing is not that which is seen. From developing understanding of that which experiences, and it's not Chetasika, it's the faculty of experiencing, so this object appear to it. That's all. And different jetasikas appear when time comes to ignorance or to understanding. That's all. Anger is not citta. Citta experiences, it's the faculty of experiencing an object with different jetasikas. And when it's anger, it dislikes that object. It's not citta, because it has its own characteristic, different from others. It's conditioned. It arises and falls away, everything, the second cittas in the day.
So whatever arises comes because of conditions only, not because of a self.
Is your I self? Is the seeing self? Is thinking self? Find out what is self for me, please, if there is self.
Yeah, it's also hard to find the self in that.
No, seeing is seeing, hearing is hearing, thinking is thinking.
Mm-hmm. But there is some kind of thinking of a self.
Wrong understanding.
Wrong understanding, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's good to know this is wrong understanding. Because before I listened to Dhamma, I thought this is just normal thing.
Mm-hmm. Everything is permanent when there's no understanding of Dhamma. Visible objects so permanent. No arising, no falling away at all. But who told us that even visible object is not permanent? And the details of each citta and conditions for its arising. If that person does know, can he tell us about this? About the truth that everyone consider whether it's right or wrong. If it's permanent, there must be always visible object and seeing. But in reality, there is not just seeing and visible object. There's hearing and sound and thinking, just one at a time. Because citta itself has its own condition, the anantarapajya. As soon as it has fallen away, it conditions the next citta instantly. So it can experience only one object at a time. Because of cetasika, like ekakata cetasika, one-pointedness. It's so one-pointed on the object that citta cannot move to other object. So citta can experience only one object at a time.
As dosa,
not as the faculty of experience of the object.
Okay, I guess that's where my question lies then. What's the difference between experiencing? It sounds like citta experiences.
It just experiences the object. It does not feel pleasant or unpleasant. It cannot remember citta itself.
Right. Yeah. But dosa
experiences the same object with its characteristic,
with
this
its
life.
Characteristic.
Yeah.
Okay. So it experiences.
It has to have the same object as citta.
Yes.
Different function.
As well,
yeah.
Sangha experiences.
Yeah, different function.
Each with their own characteristics. As I said, it was quite basic, and that's what I thought of something earlier.
In order to see the distinction between citta and cetasikas.
Yes.
Only experiences it. It's
right.
A leader and experiencing it. It doesn't feel, it doesn't have neutral feeling,
right.
It doesn't recognize or remember, it doesn't contact, it doesn't, all it does is experience it.
All it does is experience it, but my.
It just sees
what
it as
well. I wondered was the jhana seekers experience the same object, but in their own domain, sort of each, the feeling.
So the sanya that experiences, because you were asking yesterday about the difference between sanya and thinking, so the moment of seeing, there must be sanya that marks that visible object. If there wasn't sanya marking that visible object, there couldn't be thinking afterwards about what kind of visible object was seen. So it's the sanya at that moment that marks it, and the vedana that experiences it at that moment with neutral feeling, and the concentration at that moment that focuses on that object. So no need for to concentrate on visible object, because at that moment of seeing, concentration is focusing on it already.
And these are the you're starting to enumerate the universal cetasikas.
These are the universal cetasikas.
And the other cetasikas, the Afterwards, when there's the experiencing of that visible object, later, then there's dosa.
Later in that process.
Yeah, in that process, or the next processes.
Okay, so dosa. Dislike.
Has aversion
to
that object.
In some cases it arises neutral feeling, in other cases with, or dosa is
always unpleasant feelings.
Right.
So that's why the moment of seeing only neutral feeling, no pleasant, unpleasant feeling, but afterwards, aversion to that object that has been seen.
Guess what my mind is working on is how the Jetasika experiences the object in its own way.
So it just, each Jetasika that accompanies that citta has its particular function to perform.
Right.
So they all have the same object.
Yeah.
And each one
just
has a different
function.
So it experiences the object performing its particular function. So in the case of dosa, its function is having aversion to that object.
We tend to think of it, or at least I've tended to think of it sometimes, as a collectivity, you know, as a collective. All
each
these
has
each has its own function.
Each has its own function, but they each condition each other.
Right.
So for example, sanya that arises with dosa is different from sanya that arises with panya. Same function of perceiving that object, but it will be a different sanya depending on the other citta seekers it arises with.
And if you don't think about the name, whether it's citta or citta seeker, they have different characteristics.
Yes. It's easier that way.
But if you think to find out the name, it's difficult.
Yes, that's where I was sort of going back.
So we don't have to call citta or cetasika, but because they're different by themselves.
Actually, sometimes they say in the text that citta is just another cetasika.
53.
But not another cetasika, just the 53 namas.
53, yeah.
The namas. 52 cetasikas and one citta.
It is the object of the mind all, that's enough.
I think that we don't have to use even the word sensor or mind all at all.
So this is that's reality, no need to classify
until,
what is in memory is sanyan or
until
is the object of the mind all.
Mind all appears, then you know the difference between sensa and minda. But when minda does not appear, it's only thinking about sensa and minda. Right now, can you tell, seeing at this moment, and the object which appears, whether it appears to sensa or minda? No. So we don't have to think about it.
No, we cannot we know that the
we
seeing
learn.
Happen first through the idol,
mm-hmm.
and then through the sanya and the thinking, everything it happened to the idol.
Just to understand how rapidity this succession, the arising and falling away of realities are, so fast, beyond expectation. Because even right now, who knows whether it's sensa or minda, which visible object appear. But when there's more detachment from taking it for something like people and thing, then you can understand the difference between seeing and thinking. And it will bring more and more detachment from taking it for something. Then it's time for understanding to penetrate the mind, then you see that it's not the sensor. Otherwise, now, who can tell whether it's sensor or mind of which reality appear? Even there is mind after sensor all the time, mind does not appear at all.
On the sense door and the mind doors can help us to understand the difference between concepts and realities, right?
And how fast, how rapidity the succession of realities succeed from moment to moment.
And also between the vipaka and the samma. And also so to understand the difference between vipaka.
Roughly, very roughly, roughly.
On your question earlier about a visible object and one color or many colors, and if it's just one color that was seen, there would be no thinking about people and objects shapes and forms, but the problem is when people start trying to work out, oh, is it many colours, or the reason Ajahn doesn't answer is because again it becomes something again rather than just that which is seen. And, but sometimes people have a misunderstanding, they think it's just one colour that's seen, or just one uniform sound or something, but actually each visible object has to be completely different from each other visible object, otherwise no way
to distinguish
exactly. But it's so easy to get lost in thinking about some details rather than just understanding what appears.
And what can be more helpful, the word visible object or color? Between the two?
Visible object. Because
you don't mind what color it is, because the understanding of that which can appear at the moment of seeing.
Just that which is seen.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people start kind of trying to focus
right.
on the color.
Looking for it.
Yeah, because
what is it for?
But actually, for such a long time, using the term visible object.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I tend to think about something. It wasn't until talking about visible field. Talking about visible field is much more.
Okay, don't use any word. Much better to know that now what appears. Yeah. Closer to the reality which appears rather than any word.
And I were having, and some other people at our table were having a discussion about accumulations. And it seems that one can have some idea about others' accumulations, but then one tends to just think about me and them and forget that it's just thinking at that moment. But you thought we can know about others' accumulations a little?
Yeah. I didn't mean like mind reading or whatever. I mean when the satipatthana develops in us, we can be more aware of others' behavior, even for the meta purpose. But I mean that, like if I hit here, this glass jumps. So I mean like seeing also others' accumulation. I don't say, I think if we can see in us, and we also can see the others' accumulations a bit. Not like a Buddha, but...
Is there someone besides you?
Yes, it is.
Citta arises only one at a time. So can there be other person? Without thinking?
No. It cannot even be me because there is only one moment of experiencing.
Yeah, That's the way to eradicate the idea of self completely, absolutely. When only a reality, just one, that one, appear to Panya. Nothing to do with others. Seeing does no hearing. It does not know thinking. So how can it know the other? And understanding of metta is not self.
But what
everything, not self.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the more understanding, the less thinking there is of people and their accumulations, being this way or that way, because one understands only the present reality, only the thinking.
Yeah. But if they are the realities, so I think it doesn't matter after that, when there is satipatthana, there is no self, there is no others. So when we see others, it's just dhammas in them also. So because in Mahasatipatthana Sutta that was explained, we observe ourselves, what's in and out, other people also.
And at the moment of experiencing other people, what is experienced at that moment?
Excuse me?
At the moment, like in the Satipatthana Sutta, or any time at the moment, like now, if there is understanding others, yeah. What is understood now?
Yeah, but actually that topic, what we talk about the breakfast, about the knowing the accumulation of others, that was like a side topic, that was not about the Dhamma, so that's not the point for just bringing it back, because we talk about the Dhamma now, and this was like more easygoing talks.
But now, like you mentioned about the Satipatthana Sutta, if there is the understanding of others, what can be understood at this moment?
No, I cannot know what you think or whatever.
So
but
only chitta see.
When the understanding in us grows about the realities and each kind of wise thinking, then I think we also can be more conscious of others, that we can know, because this kind of behavior, what we experience, that we can be more aware. We can know that it may happen to anyone.
No one can stop thinking.
Yes.
But there can be understanding of that moment as a reality.
Just thinking.
Yeah. That's Dhamma. Yeah.
No self.
No self, yeah. But
what's the Dhamma?
Okay.
Thank you, Arjuna.
Thank you very much.